Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I wanted to find the most graphic account of the characteristics of Qalb-e Salim that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam portrayed. But as I looked at his life, it was like looking at a star-filled sky. Which one do you pick? Which quality comes out first? And there are so many. And every time I looked at one, the other star sort of sparkled and said, "What about me?" And the other one said, "What about me?" In the end, I was just confused. Until I came across this hadith by Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most perfect student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who describes his teacher. He says, "He was the most generous, the bravest, the most truthful and the most faithful of people. In terms of temper, the most lenient, and in terms of association, the most honorable. Anyone who saw him for the first time was filled with awe, and anyone who associated with him loved him." He said, "Lam ara mithlahu qablahu ila ba'dahu. I never saw his like before and after him." He said he held his tongue from what was unnecessary. He was friendly with everyone. He did not keep aloof from people. He honored those who were noble from each nation. He considered them for their nobility. He was always aware of people and guarded himself against them without turning his face away from them, even if they made him angry or bad-tempered. He used to review, he used to ask about his companions, and he asked after people. He praised every good deed. He denounced every bad deed, and he was moderate in all his affairs. He would never go to extremes. He was never negligent of people's affairs, lest they would deviate from the right path. He never neglected the truth, nor did he ever exceed it. His associates were from amongst good people, and the best of them were those who would give more advice to them, and the greatest of them were those who were fair to their brothers in Iman and wished them well. He continues to say that كَانَ لَا يَجْلِسُ وَلَا يَقُومُ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ ذِكْرٍ. The Prophet didn't attend any meeting without remembering Allah. He did not choose a special place for himself in a meeting. In fact, he discouraged others to do so whenever he attended a meeting, and he would sit where there was an empty place. He ordered the same to his companions, paying his due respect to each of the guests. No one had the impression that others were more respectable than them to the Prophet. In other words, he treated each one equally. He was patient to whoever he sat with, till that person would rise up and leave. Can you believe that? Such an amazing personality. You know, it sort of makes you want to be there, to see him. You crave to see such a man. Imam continues to say, "Man sa'alahu hajatan lam yarji illa biha. أو بمصور من القول." Whoever asked him anything, his need was either met or he was convinced about the reason for not meeting his needs with Rasulullah's words. His temper was so good that people considered him as a kind father. All people were equal to him. His meetings were always with forbearance, modesty, truthfulness and trust. He never raised his voice at anyone, nor did he disgrace anyone. If anyone made a mistake, no one spoke of it elsewhere. He treated everyone in any meeting in a fair manner. They all became devout friends, humble to each other. They respected the elderly and were kind to young ones. They gave superiority to the needy and took care of the homeless. He was most grateful in his meetings. He always looked down. And Imam describes his looking down. He said his look was lowered and lasted more upon the ground than towards the sky. He was the most modest amongst people. He honored his companions more than others. He never stretched his legs while he was amongst his companions. He would make room whenever there was no room for sitting, and his knees were never ahead of those sitting with him. Da'imul bish, he was always lenient. Sahalul khulq, he always had this smiling, this sunny disposition. Lino Janib, he was not rough. ليس بفظ. He wasn't rude, he wasn't frivolous, he wasn't foul-mouthed. He never fault-finded anyone. He turned a blind eye to what he did not like in a way that people never got disappointed with him. He kept himself away from three things: any disputes, anything where there was a verbal match as such, and saying that which was useless. In relation to people, he kept away from three. He never reproached anyone. He never found faults with anyone. And he never pointed out people's mistake unless there was a place where there was a hope for that to be changed into a pious deed. So amazing. You know, I just want to keep on reading about him. And then I just want to meet him anywhere. Like Oise Karani. The feeling in the heart goes, can I not meet him in my dreams, just like Oise Karani did? When speaking, he attracted the audience so much so that not a sound of even the breathing you could not hear from anyone. And when he kept silent, they would start speaking. People never disputed over anything in his presence. If any of them started speaking, the rest would keep silent till he would stop speaking. This was the akhlaqi inspired. They spoke in turn before him. When they started laughing, he too would smile. He would be surprised at what they were surprised at. He was patient to impolite treatment by strangers in conversation or the questioning they did, to a degree that some companions would want to take them out in a meeting. He used to say, help those in need. He never accepted eulogy from anyone, praise from anyone, unless it was a sign of thanks. He never interrupted anyone unless it was necessary to stop him or it was time to leave. He kept silent in four situations: alal helm, forbearance; wala hadr, caution; wat taqdir, fate; wat tafakkur, and meditation. His silence over fate and measuring was aimed to view people equally and to listen to them equally. His silence in meditation was aimed to meditate about mortal and immortal affairs. His silence in forbearance was due to patience, in a way that he never became angry nor hated anything. His silence in caution was in four things. He would do good deeds so others would follow suit. He abstained from doing any indecent thing so that people would keep away from them. He endeavored for a sound decision, aimed to improve the affairs of the ummah, and he would rise for all in which there was the good of the world and the hereafter. When I read this, there is so much in it. I absolutely adore it. And I read it again and again and again, I think, one quality at a time. I try and adopt them in my life. They seem so hard, yet they are so gentle. I can remember my father's words when he used to tell me, they're my child. The greatest strength is in softness.